This is Songs from Studio C. I'm Nolan Ford, and today we're joined by San Francisco songwriter Sonny Smith. Best known as the leader of beach pop garage rock band Sonny and the Sunsets, Smith has built a distinguished career in the arts as a musician, playwright, and multimedia artist. The Sunsets are currently touring in support of their latest album, Moods Baby Moods, which was released earlier this year. In a minute, we'll talk with Smith about his music, but first let's listen to a bit of his in-studio performance recorded live here at NSPR.
Everybody's watching the TV. White cop on trial, white cop on trial, to see what has never been seen. White cop on trial, white cop on trial, white cop on trial, white cop. Standing in the courthouse, answering the questions, what will the jury say? We have found him not guilty, 'cause we are insane. Blah, 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 we are crazy.
So that started as a kind of a ballad on a piano, and I wanted it to be kind of Randy Newman-ish, you know, really sort of stark and ballady and super dark humor, you know, in the Randy Newman style, sardonic and like really wry, and where some people just don't even get it, you know. And so it started out that way, and it, I mean, as far as the topic, it was kind of just a no-brainer, because we've all just seen so many images of black people getting killed. I mean, thanks to sort of the change in the culture and Black Lives Matter and so much more awareness, it's hard to miss now, whereas it was just covered up for so long. And also the faces of the actual cops that will be doing these murders, quote unquote, in the line of duty or whatever, you know, it's just, it came out really easily. And it was more an indictment of juries, which we are seeing more and more now. So it was kind of an indictment on the justice system, but it covers all the bases in a short song. To that extent, it lives up to the Randy Newman inspiration. Musically, it's worlds apart. I think on this record, I want to say, like, Modern Age, for instance, has a bass line that really kind of dictated the direction of the song and the melody and stuff like that. To be more philosophical about it, it's a weird drum hit will just kind of all of a sudden make you realize what the song is supposed to be, or like this little guitar riff that somebody came up with, which was supposed to be just at the tail end of the song, all of a sudden you realize is the hook of the song, and it sort of dictates, or the melody you sang for the verse really is obviously the chorus once you look back, you know. So it will be one thing that will kind of often dictate the identity of the song, you know.
Dear online advice guru.
For more information on Sonny and the Sunsets and to watch a video of today's in-studio performance, head to our website, mynspr.org. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.